Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, June 23rd. I'm Mark Daniels. A thrilling match in the Amazon jungle at the World Cup. The U.S. men's national team and Portugal play to a 2-2 draw. Jeff Cameron, with a mistake on a clearing ball in the fifth minute, led to a Nani goal and an early Portugal lead. But Jermaine Jones curls one into the far corner in the 64th minute to get it even. Clint Dempsey chests one in the 86th minute, just minutes away for the U.S. to advance to the quarterfinal round, but Cristiano Ronaldo delivers a cross headed in by Varela on the final play of the match in the 95th minute, and the U.S. has to settle for a 2-2 tie. Head coach Jurgen Klinsmann says that's a shame.
Well, I think it was a thriller. It was a really exciting match. I think, you know, everybody who had a chance to be today in Manaus, we'll talk about this game for a long time.
I'm sure they will. The U.S. that close from advancing into the quarterfinal round. Goaltender Tim Howard says, hey, we still have a shot.
Football's cruel sometimes, you know. It ebbs and flows. We try and take every result as it comes. We'll try and give ourselves 12 hours or so to ponder the result, but tomorrow will be a new day. We'll get some sleep, and our training sessions have been light and lively, and we've got a great chance in the group of death, they say, to go through in advance, so we're excited.
U.S. with 4 points, sharing the group lead with Germany, and they meet the Germans in their final pool game on Thursday. A win or a draw, the Americans will advance. They can still get through with a tiebreaker, even if they lose on Thursday. Portugal will meet Ghana in the other group game. 7 teams have reached the knockout round: Colombia, Costa Rica, Argentina, Belgium, France, the Netherlands, and Chile. To Major League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers complete a terrific road trip. Go 6-1 for the week. Took 3 out of 4 in Arizona and sweep the Colorado Rockies, winning 6-5 on Sunday. Aramis Ramirez and Lyle Overbay go deep. Brewers now 27-15 over Bay, and the Brewers with the best road record in the major leagues.
We've played decent on the road. We've especially a couple of teams that we've struggled against in the past. So it's good to kind of come in and take three out of four from Arizona, and then three from here.
Kyle Loesch gets to 9-2, worked 5 innings, gave up 7 hits and 3 runs. Francisco Rodriguez gave up a run, but still recorded his major league leading 25th save. Brewers are 47-30, best record in the National League, trail the Oakland A's for the best overall record by just a half game, and they have a 5.5 game lead in the division. Back home at last to host the Washington Nationals on Monday. Nationals, a 4-1 winner over Atlanta, take the final two of that series. Ryan Zimmerman and the Nats lead the Eastern Division by a game and a half.
It's good. I mean, that's obviously a really good team over there that has had our number the last year and a half, 2 years, and this is a step in the right direction. But you know, they're still a really good team, and I really don't think they're going anywhere. We're going to have to continue to play well against them if we want to get to where we want to go.
Brewers want to get there too, and that is to the postseason. The two division leaders square off with Matt Garza facing Gio Gonzalez in the series opener at Miller Park. St. Louis still in second in the division, but 5.5 back of the Brewers. They beat Philadelphia 5-3. Matt Adams said it was a nice team win.
We played well. You know, our pitchers did well, and our offense scored us runs, and you know, we played good defense, so everything clicked this homestand, and hopefully we carry the momentum over into the road.
And they'll have to do it with some new pitchers. Both Michael Wacha and Jaime Garcia both headed to the 15-day disabled list for St. Louis. New York Mets pounded out 17 hits. Daniel Murphy, a 3-run shot. They route Miami 11-5. Pittsburgh shades the Cubs 2-1. Dodgers beat San Diego 2-1, but the news with San Diego, they fired general manager Josh Burns. Here's team CEO Mike D.
This was a decision that was not made in a day or two, not even a week or two. I think we've, for the last couple months in particular, this is a a team that we had high expectations for, that to this point of the season, those expectations have not been reached.
San Francisco knocks off Arizona 4-1. Madison Bumgarner pitches into the ninth, allowing just 2 hits. In the American League, Baltimore shuts out the Yankees 8-0. Chris Tillman allowed 4 hits through 7 innings. Detroit hammered Cleveland 10-4. Max Scherzer gets his 9th win. And Miguel Cabrera with a 3-run home run. Tampa Bay over Houston 5-2. Minnesota completes a 4-game sweep of the White Sox 6-5. Seattle sweeping Kansas City 2-1 after the Royals had a 10-game winning streak. Boston over Oakland 7-6 in 10 innings. David Ortiz with a home run in the top of the 10th. Angels beat Texas Sunday night 5-2. Interleague play had Cincinnati over Toronto 4-2. Minor League Baseball, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers off to a 4-0 start in the second half of the Midwest League season, beating Burlington on the road 5-2. The game called after six innings because of a thunderstorm. The Rattlers are off on Monday, come back home on Tuesday. In the Northwoods League, Wisconsin Rapids beat the Green Bay Bullfrogs 5-4 in 11 innings. The go-ahead run, scoring on a wild pitch. Bullfrogs are now 10-16 on the season. They play at Wisconsin Rapids on Monday night. And the Sheboygan A's split on Saturday night with Burlington, winning 10-2, losing the nightcap 14-5. They are 13-7 overall. They'll be on the road at Menasha on Monday night. College World Series championship round is set. Virginia and Vanderbilt will play a best-of-three series in Omaha, with Game 1 coming on Monday night. In golf, the U.S. Women's Open Championship belongs to Michelle Wee. Wins at Pinehurst number 2. Her first major, had a 3-shot lead heading into the back nine, but admits staying focused was not easy.
I was on the front nine. I was already thinking about 18, or I was, thinking about the trophy and thinking about winning and what it would mean to me. And I think the hardest part was just snapping back to reality.
A double bogey on 16 snapped her back into reality. Had to make a 5-foot putt for that double to maintain a 1-shot lead over Stacey Lewis, but she birdied 17, parred 18 to finish at 2 under par, the only player under par for the tournament. At the Travelers Championship, Kevin Streelman birdies the final 7 holes to shoot 64 and beat KJ Choi and Sergio Garcia by a stroke. Racing on the weekend, NASCAR hit the road courses, and Carl Edwards picks up his first road course win at Sonoma, California, beating Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt Jr. Edwards says this was a long time coming.
And, Jack let Boris come to VIR, the two-seater, and basically we ran off in the dirt a bunch all day, and Boris taught me, all of the basics of road racing. To be able to come here and to win this race 10 years later is really special. So a lot of hard work's gone into this.
And the Nationwide Series rolled into Road America, a rainy day at the Gardiner Denver 200 on Saturday. Brendan Gallagher gets his first Nationwide win in 98 starts. He had raced off-road trucks at Road America in the past, and he says that experience paid off. NBA news, Carmelo Anthony opting for free agency, expected to leave the New York Knicks. The NBA draft is coming up on Thursday, and Wimbledon begins on Monday. Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams are the number one seeds. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.